Cause I'm a dedicated follower of fashion. This shouldn't be very good. Because what it is a documentary which is really lots of talking heads. But it is good. And one of the reasons it is good is because Brian Kaufman, who directed it, has directed it as a labour of love. That's clear at the beginning of this documentary, that it took him 6 years, I think, to make it and to put it together. And he's not had any big studios helping him or hedge funds or anything like that. And the second reason is because the people who are talking, the heads, are so interesting and are reliving moments from the past when they really didn't know what they were doing or what their legacy would be, but it was a febrile time when one could, not you, one, seemed to be able to do anything. Now, this is called Golden Threads, The Tailor-Made Revolution, and it is about 60s fashion, and it concentrates really on boutiques. So it doesn't say, let's talk about the way that, it mentions Mary Quant and all of that, and it talks somewhat about the way that fashion changes and the way that corsets make way for other kind of fashions and all of that. And I read an extraordinarily good piece. It's not that well written, but it was a really interesting piece in the Financial Times last Sunday, which was about how the waistband moves up and down in different fashion periods. And mine's always been just below my large belly. However, it's not that large, but you know. So there is, we know, a link from fashion and the way that fashion works and the way that fashion looks with the way the economy and the way the outlook is at the moment. There is, in my view, and it's only my view, and I've not done a thesis to provide the information for this or to provide the evidence for this, but I always think that there is a direct link between the way people feel and the fashions they wear and the fashions that are popular. And the reason why this is so good is because, as I say, it concentrates on those particular fashion houses that were popular at the end of the 60s, and really by the time you get into the 70s, it's a very short period of time, by the time you get into the 70s, it's over, really. By the time the Beatles step in, it's over. So anyway, this really takes three houses, fashion houses or fashion shops, not fashion houses, Steve, they're something different, fashion shops. Granny Takes a Trip, I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, Hung on You, and a few others, Dandy Fashions, a few others. So two main ones and a few others, really. Granny Takes a Trip is the biggest, isn't it? And you've got the people who, more or less, who formed that place. So you've got Nigel Weymouth and John Pierce talking. John Pierce and Nigel Weymouth looking so good. Particularly, for me, John Pierce. You know, all in blacks and velvets. Lovely. Because it's a statement, but it's also a frame of mind. It's a feeling. You know, when you know, I'm interested in my own particular fashion, and that's changed recently, and when I dress in that way, with a watch chain and a fob, you know, and a scarf, perhaps, you know, and a jacket that I know has been well tailored, that makes me feel great. It really does, and it really makes a difference. So we do have context with Mary Quant, we do have context with the 60s, but what they don't do is talk about the counterculture very much. They talk about these great shops, which it's so good because they are big characters who took punts because they felt they could. By the time you get to the 70s, things are a lot more downbeat and things are not as possible anymore. Heroin comes in. You know, they talk about people snorting and injecting things, and that wasn't happening, you know, at that time in the late 60s. All the possibilities are crushed by the time you get to the early 70s, and things are bleaker and darker, and we get the 3-day week and all of that. So this was a golden time. Golden Threads is right. And these are people who don't quite know what they are doing. Not in a really bad way. I'm not saying, God, you're stupid. Not saying that. I'm saying they don't quite know what... I suppose they don't quite know what the outcome will be. But they're able to take a punt. They're willing to take a punt. And as... I think it's Robert Orbach, is it? Certainly in Lord Kitchener's ballet, they're talking about, well, you're saying, well, it'll probably take about 3 years for this shop to really take hold. But there are people, there are already people queuing up to get in. So it was incredibly popular, and the fashions were massive, and this fashion was huge. And what they talk about, which is really interesting actually, is the fashion mainly for men. So a lot of people talk about, yeah, well, you know, women got the pill for the first time. And this cannot be underestimated, you know, and there was a real feeling of freedom there, and you got Mary Quant and Bieber and the way that looked. But sometimes the men's fashions are overlooked, and the way that they dressed in a kind of androgynous way, although it wasn't androgynous in the way that we talk about that now, it was a statement, but men could wear dresses, but it was clearly men wearing dresses. You know, it seems to me. And it's an interesting, I mean, that's another documentary, but it's a really interesting way of looking at it. But it's the characters here. The wonderful characters like Jared Mankiewicz and, you know, Chris Jagger and Eddie Kramer. Just all those people. And talking about Tara, the Guinness heir, who blew his mind out in a car, as, you know, the Beatles famously said. And he had a stake in... Was it Lord Kitchener's valet, or was it Granny Takes a Trip? So because he had that, the Guinness people were coming round to the shop to say, where are your books? Well, I haven't got any books. Oh dear, right. So very quickly, the Beatles stepped in. And so Apple becomes part of that fashion house. And then there's a long section with an interview with John Lennon, of him really having 20/20 hindsight and saying, it really wasn't what we should have been doing, and sort of playing it down and talking about it as if it's a bit silly. We do, of course, see him in all of the gear there, but saying that they decided to give it away, and they did. And there's a woman overcome, saying, I don't quite know why I'm here. But that feeling was a very short-lived, anything goes, anything's possible feeling of just let it rip. And there's something about hair as well in this. And that, you know, the famous musical is right. The hair is really important. The way you wore your hair to go to the office, the way you wore your hair, the Beatles, the way they wore their hair. And we talked to Beatles hairdresser. So it's about just being over the ears, but not being so much that you would frighten anybody, because these are the mop top lads, aren't they? And then when they get to the late 60s, that's very different. And the facial hair matches the longer hair. And that shows there isn't that much about drugs. There are people who tell stories about that, and they're survivors, and they're compass mentis, and they haven't had terrible times with drugs and mind-altering substances. And, you know, they tell stories beautifully. And most of these stories are beautiful because they are completely unassuming. Plus, they are people who have got nothing to prove and have done well and had good lives, it seems to me, and are just wanting to tell us without any kind of side or any kind of bigging themselves up. It's beautiful to watch. It's an hour and a half. It shouldn't work because it's Talking Heads. And it's intercut with pictures of interviews of the time and models and people walking around in that kind of gear. But it's the people that matter. And it's the people that did this. And that is the beautiful feeling of this. It is golden. It's on YouTube. It's free. Have a look at it. It made me want to go and have a look at clothes on eBay. Granny Takes a Trip. £1,000, £2,000, £5,000. People want these clothing. These clothings. This clothing. And the reason why they want it is because it's not just how well it was made. It's about the time and the freedom and the people. And this documentary shows that beautifully. Ta-ta.